Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout Indian River County and the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show, The Vero Insider, also available online at theveroinsider.com. Now here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello, everyone. It's April Fool's Day. Yeah.
Wow.
That whole pesky COVID-19. Just kidding.
Yeah, when's that coming out?
Wouldn't that be amazing? Like, rewind. It's all a hoax. I wish that were the case. No, we are living in slightly different environments as we progress throughout April. And hopefully this will be the first day of the last month that we have to endure this social distancing concept, which I understand its purpose in life. I just honestly love being with people and love what I do for a living, which usually involves group activities, meetings, and so forth. And so once I'm able to get back to the swing of that, that sure will be nice. In the interim, though, I believe everyone is doing a fine job in improvising. And one of the things that we have been improvising a lot in is being able to assist in the transactions and the things that are still able to happen, even in the midst of this COVID-19 world that we're living in. What do I mean? I'm talking about real estate. So I'm blessed and fortunate to be working with a great company, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, a proud sponsor of the program. And we still have the ability to help folks move into their new homes, whether it's locally or even nationwide, though there are some caveats and some pre-screenings and different precautions that are all at play here. It's still happening.
It's and a whole different world out there right now.
It really is. And, of course, folks need great realtors to help them execute this decision-making and now, of course, help guide them additionally into the unknowns, if you will, of what's happening. So in the studio, I have with me a Mike and a Michael team. It's really quite fun. I think our listeners are going to get a kick out of this. So starting off, Michael Armstrong, he is the current president of the Realtors Association of Indian River County. He has been an agent for a number of years, and I bet you were not expecting this you happily took the gavel a few months back. And then alongside him is his incoming president of the Realtors Association of Indian River County for that 2021 slate, if you will. And he was actually also a former president, Mr. Mike Lafferty.
2013. So it's a little different this year.
It is. Yeah. I mean, really think about it. From 13 to even 20, it was different in technology. It's different in a number of things.
I mean, we expect this year to be different because it's a presidential election year.
Sure.
But this is taking it to a whole new level.
Oh, my goodness. Didn't see it coming. And, of course, Mike Lafferty is the broker owner of the Lafferty Group, which is really close, actually, to our radio studio. Just want to say. So it was a far drive for you,
about
huh?
About 200 yards.
It was interesting. So, Michael, I know that folks are curious because I've seen it on social media, and obviously I follow a number of realtors, but across the board, it's sounding relatively optimistic out there in the fact that folks are still able to have their transactions happen accordingly. So I know our listeners are wondering, what's the overall market here in Indian River County like?
Well, absolutely. You know, it's funny when I get asked that question, you know, you got to think of, we look at historical data and the numbers that are closing now are actually 30 to 60 days prior. So what we're seeing close and are still closings are happening, walkthroughs are happening, showings are happening. Of course, we have to abide by the CDC guidelines and stuff like that. But, you know, the numbers appear to be business as usual right now. The only thing we're really seeing is an uptick in the temper off market status. That's commonly used for people that don't want their home shown for longer than 72 hours, so they pop it off the market.
Okay.
We're starting to see a number of sellers that just don't want new people in their house. And, you know,
makes
it's understandably
sense.
So.
Yeah.
You know, even a lot of, you know, open houses are a big deal, right? So
they really can bring in new buyers.
They can. So what we're seeing is we're leaving. The CDC has a rule, obviously. We're following the guidelines with CDC.
No standard. More than 10 people.
Right.
Yeah.
And, the Realtor Association and the National Association, the Florida Association all are abiding by those rules. And we have to limit, you can only limit 10 people in a home at one time. The distance is 6 feet and so on. But, you know, it's really up to the seller if they decide they don't want them at all. And we're seeing a pretty good response. You know, we're having open houses. We're not shutting them down at this point. We don't see any reason to. And it's really the seller and who really wants to see it. And we're seeing such an uptick in marketing through the internet that people are seeing the houses anyway.
Right. And for those that invest in those better photographs and those videos, I mean, it's almost as if you're there. Not for nothing. I have, even pre-COVID-19, knew many folks that bought homes sight unseen just by doing video tours and so forth in other states, knowing that this was an investment that they wanted. And for whatever reasons, they weren't able to be able to come down. So it's certainly not unheard of.
No, not at all. Not at all. We're seeing, it's smart to have great photographs, obviously.
Right.
Of your properties. But the virtual tours are, the clicks you see on your websites now are just going like crazy. So
that is exciting, you know? And you all both work with a number of agents. So for that to be part of the buzz and that folks are really taking the time to look, and when you're working from home and perhaps even dual monitoring it, it's like you got your project over here while I'm just touring this 4-bedroom, 3-bath over here on the left. It's
well, there are statistics out there that show that people spend about 80% of their time in line searching for real estate. And that means when they were in the grocery store, when they were in bank checkouts. Well, now they're at home.
Ah.
And everybody is on Facebook. Or they, if they weren't, they now have a Facebook account.
Right.
So you're seeing a lot of activity through Facebook and Facebook ads. It's an interesting thing we're going through. And actually, I think it's promoting a whole new way of doing business.
Definitely a change in dynamics, I'll tell you that, over the last 10, 15 years.
So what are folks saying about the action in the current market? I mean, like you said, that was actually like homes that were 30, 60 days ago that were set to close. They're still closing.
Yep.
Though with open houses still going on, are you still seeing people making offers?
Well, it's not just open houses. You know, yes, people are making offers. We just seen 6 new starts in my company yesterday. So
really?
Just to give you an idea. So stuff is happening. Mike has expressed the
absolutely.
Same in his company.
We're seeing listings, new listings today, price changes today, just like normal. We're seeing new agents coming on board. It's just a different way of doing things. However, we're seeing the action as almost normal.
Yeah. How interesting.
Yeah, I've talked to a couple. You know, they say the phone calls and showings have slowed, but they're replacing it's replaced by a noticeable increase, like what Mike Lafferty here said, with web traffic and email inquiries and stuff like that. Of course, we've had to, you know, readjust the delivery of certain items, such as open houses, walkthroughs, closing procedures, you know, and a couple other in-person and services. But business as a whole has not stopped. So, you know, and in fact, many that I talked to this morning were telling me that what this is doing is keeping the people that really don't need to buy out of the homes, you know, so it's letting them do their work a little bit more efficiently. So.
Uh-huh.
One of the things we see as realtors, and it's everybody that's working with buyers, are they really buying?
Yeah.
And you show a lot of houses and it stretches out a long time. Well, those people don't exist right now. They're not tire kickers. If you're looking at showing houses, they're probably really looking to sell or buy a house.
It's
ideal.
That's who you want to spend your time
with.
Exactly.
It's all about time right now. Our time management is very important, how we do things.
Now, one of the things that I always thought that was very interesting is, like, in Florida especially, right, we're blessed that this is the time of year that is typically when our seasonal guests decide that they're getting ready to head back home anyhow, right? Like, it always seems to be Easter is like that magic. And granted, it's a holiday that fluctuates, but it always seems to be that magic holiday that most of our guests leave us. And at that time, they said, you know, hey, I rented for this 3 months, or, you know, I had my timeshare for this amount of time. And now I'm interested. I'm all in. I fell in love with Florida, which is excellent. And then you get that time of year where, you know, it's hurricane season, and then people are like, whoa, I'm out of here. I don't ever want to go through that stress again. And yet in this environment, with what's happening with this virus, it's happening across the board. It's not like any one state is impervious to it. It's not like a natural disaster that is only, you know, really seen in certain pockets of the country. So Are the listings that are going up listings that they were just ready for that change anyhow? They have a new opportunity on the horizon, looking to upsize, downsize. It's not necessarily virus motivated.
Pretty much,
I agree with that. Yeah, it's not, the virus isn't really motivating sellers right now. I would speculate here shortly, buyers are going to start seeing or thinking
that they're going to get a good deal.
Get a deal, and they'll start searching again. And this is kind of like we were talking about this just the other day. We're lucky in Florida, especially coastal where we are. We have a blueprint for this with hurricanes.
Yes.
We've been through this before.
We're used to shutting down.
It's different because we have electricity and water and food.
Which is so nice. I would like to say it's not overrated.
Thank you, Lord.
It used to be like a trapeze act walking to my home with all the cords. I'm like, oh no.
I mean, this isn't perfectly ideal. However, we kind of know how to work around this. Realtors have been dealing with this for years with hurricanes and shutdowns for two, three, four weeks at a time, a month. Even 2 months. I mean, so you look back at the last 15 years, we've had three hurricanes that have shut us down, a real estate crash that has shut us down for several years, actually, and
sure.
grown back. And now this, you know, although it has a scary aspect to it, we can deal with this very easily.
Yeah, I think what you're going to see is realtors are very adaptable. You know, we're very fluid. We have to adapt and pivot in certain situations. And really, like what Mr. Lafferty here is saying, all it's really doing is making us lean more on technology and getting the people the right information at the right time.
So the fact that buyers may foresee the opportunity of some deals in the works prior to this COVID shutdown, it certainly was a seller's market, right? Like, there was very limited supply. So do you really think that there are deals to be had coming out of this, or...?
I don't think there is going to be any.
It is
a seller's market. And I always like to say there's no real seller or buyer's market. It's the market, whatever it is.
It's very limited inventory.
We have limited inventory, and buyers are going to be very, you know, right now we have limited buyers because the tire kickers may be gone.
Mm-hmm.
People are going to look for deals. The deals aren't going to be there. So they're going to know the prices. And what's happened here recently, and Michael will tell us, we're very good at pricing houses now. You don't see too many overpriced houses.
Okay, which is good.
Every buyer thinks a house is overpriced. And every seller thinks their house is more than it's worth. But
sure,
we get close to
it. That's a cycle that will simply never end.
Never gonna
end.
Depends
like.
What side you're on. It doesn't matter.
Valid. So that's interesting perspectives, to say the least. And I'm certain that as we come out of this, which come May, come June, I know that for us in the moving industry, and again, White Glove being a van line with Beacons, most of the interstate moves typically happen once kids are out of school. So end of May, June, July, and it's still looking relatively favorable. And by that time, you know, it should hopefully allow us to come and go as needed, with, of course, appropriate measures being taking place. But have our realtors in our neck of the woods missed a window then in that respect? Or are we just going to be prepared and ready to go in? Because I feel like, and maybe this is just me, but when I first moved down here 16 years ago, it seemed like there was a lot more seasonality.
Exactly. Yeah.
Where now this is more like people are here year round more often.
Yeah, we got a lot of people moving from down south, which is upping our demand. You know, and when we come out of this, just a caveat off that, you know, we're going to have lower inventory than we went in, and it's going to be some pent up demand and stuff like that. So as that all hits, it's going to be interesting to see how the stuff plays out. To be interesting,
you know, people that are going to be itching to interact. I tell you
exactly.
I think you're right on that, and a lot of different levels. I think. We've seen this in other things before. There is a pent-up demand that's going to happen. There are people that are looking, wanting to buy and sell their houses, might be holding off for a month until this is,
sure.
They feel comfortable. And what that happens is, let's say May is a great month. The people that held off in April are going to be in May, and everybody was going to be in May is in May. Now you've got double the activity in 1 month. So I think we're going to see a huge demand. For houses.
A nice momentum right
really
off the rip come May.
I think this is a really good time, and Michael says it all the time. It's a good time to sharpen your axe, right?
Yeah.
This definitely. Is when you do your marketing for next.
Either sharpen or chopping. So, you know, now you sharpen the axe, and then you chop the tree when the business is there. So
that's a really good point. Now, I do want you all to think about this question before we go to break, and that's the fact that Caliber Home Loans is one of our ongoing supporters, and I believe for those of us who have been monitoring the news, you know, we hear that there's some great rates to be taken advantage of presently, which might, in fact, help incentivize buyers as we get ready to come out of this social distancing and quarantining that needs to be happening. So hopefully you can give us some tips and some insight as to what you've seen presently and what you feel is in the horizon. And a special thank you once again to Caliber Home Loans, where they are in fact available for a complimentary consultation to discuss what refinancing might look like now or what your opportunities are for upsizing, downsizing. This way, as we come out of this, you can in fact have the home of your dreams. Thank you once again to Caliber Home Loans. So I'm in the studio with Michael Armstrong, president of the Realtors Association of Indian River County, and alongside him, Mike Lafferty, our 2021 president of the Realtors Association in Indian River County. These guys are full of information, and I can't wait to delve a little bit deeper as soon as we get back from this short commercial break. You're listening to the Vero Insider. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, everybody. How's everything going? Have you noticed it might be season lately? Look at all those cars. What's going on? Anyway, this is Chef Kitty from the Blue Star Restaurant in downtown Vero, reminding you that we are Vero's premier place for dining and live entertainment. With music nightly and wonderful wines and incredible new dishes on our menu, we've got hot seared foie gras, we've got sweetbreads, we've got house-cured gravlax for starters. Also, let me tempt you with our Maine lobster risotto. That's a pound and a quarter Maine lobster that I personally take out of the shell, and I serve it over a creamy risotto that has shiitake mushrooms, leek, and Parmesan cheese. Something to die for. We are also carrying this season American lamb from Oregon, Anderson Farm. It's amazing. So find us online or call us at 492-9057 for reservations. That's 492-9057. Join us at the Blue Star. We'll see you soon. Cheers.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, treasurecoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get Foxy Nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
White Club Moving and Storage.
Proud to be the only Better Business Bureau Torch Award winning moving company, we provide peace of mind every time when it comes to moving your prized possessions across the street or across the country. With nearly 20 years in the business, we have confidence in our pricing, offering bound rates for packing, moving, and storage to flat hourly rates for help with just the heavy lifting. Count on White Glove Moving to make your move easy and affordable with certification in senior, piano, office, and residential moving as a pro mover. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com.
Happy April, everyone. Anna Valencia Tillery here, your happy hostess with the Moses. You know what? I ran out last week and made an appointment. I had it set up perfectly so that there was social distancing and there were no seniors in the salon. Thank you to my friends over at True Colors. Right now, they are still open. They're taking very limited appointments. Yet in the midst of some hysteria, you cannot go through life with roots. I mean, it's like a thing for ladies.
Oh,
it's
no.
Like,
you have to have
right?
roots.
Well, you're married and you have all ladies in the house. Isn't that the case, Mr. Lafferty?
Close enough.
Close enough. I mean,
no, it's panic time.
Yeah. Like there's memes going out there on social media like, oh no, what am I going to do? So just know that at True Colors, you need to call. They need to do some pre-screening questions, though they are available. You'll be very happy. If you haven't experienced some of the new stylists that they have stylists to cover every budget. They have limited hours right now, but for the most part, once things go back to normal, they work into the evenings. They offer a number of different options that make it really great for those of us who are working and juggling green. And of course, guys are always welcome there, gentlemen, in the studio here today.
I wonder what it would cost me for my roots.
Right? Yeah. For everyone that's wondering, Mr. Michael Armstrong has a very shiny head.
That's one way to put it.
The roots are complimentary, though. So here in the studio, we have with us Michael Armstrong. He's our president of the Realtors Association of Indian River County this year, and he is just super excited about the curveballs he's been throwing.
Oh, yeah.
And alongside him, Mr. Mike Lafferty, who will be the incoming president and has already served and as a broker owner himself right here locally. And so their experience and their information is really valuable, especially for those of us that understand real estate right along with tourism are huge, huge factors in our local economy. So with that being said, we want to maybe highlight some of the misinformation that our listeners are getting oftentimes off social media and so forth. Right, Michael?
Absolutely. 100%. You know, and that's right now, it's probably the biggest hurdle that we see the buyers and sellers that are coming in. You know, they see social media pops up, and a lot of times, you know, you'll see 13 articles and only two of them are actually factual, you know, and the other 11 aren't vetted. They're not vetted by professionals, you know, and it goes by who you're listening to. You kind of need to make sure that the person that you are employing knows what they're doing. You know.
So give me an example, just real quick for our listeners. We have a few minutes left of just something that you've seen that you've come across personally, and you're like, that's not super accurate.
Well, there's a big one right now. It's on FHA. You know, I've seen a bunch of conflicting articles on that. What they're saying is a lot of people are saying FHA stopped lending. Have you seen that?
I've heard that several banks stopped lending, which is not true.
Not true at all.
And in fact, the only change that they've made is more flexibility of verification of employment. And, you know, that's one of the biggest hurdles that we're going to have as far as closing some of these transactions that are financing based with Caliber, which is one of our affiliates and several others. Because they don't only verify that the day of close or the day before close. And problem with that is some people might be on furlough.
I've seen one closing that actually did happen.
Yeah.
Darn it.
So, but it's just a matter of time and getting back to work in 30 days, 60 days.
Just look at that as a postponement.
FHA's actually addressed this, and that's what they changed. They didn't stop lending. They changed and adapted to the times, you know. So what they're trying to do is help us close the transactions, get these people in their home and get them quarantining, so to speak, in their own presidents, you know. And I think what a lot of people don't think about is we have relocating doctors and nurses into this area. And if we can't close their houses, they're not going to be here to help us through this pandemic. So we do have to make sure that this stuff kind of gets done.
Absolutely.
Very good point. And real quick, in our last couple of moments, any advice that you have for people looking to buy or sell in this environment, Mr. Lafferty?
I think, first of all, work with a professional that we have all in our offices, all the realtors in this area, the 1,200 of us that work out of the Realtors Association, all professionals can all help you out and help you find it. Get online, look at your look at realtor.com, look at some other sources, look at the houses, take your time to look at them, and don't be scared to go look at them. I think, you know, we're doing a very good job taking this market differently and working with buyers and sellers in a way that we haven't had to do in a while or actually never done before in some cases. So
sure,
we are able to get this done, and realtors we're accustomed to changes. We are accustomed to not all getting paid every week.
Right.
So we know how to deal with this.
Yep.
And it's something that we're used to. And I think you'd be pleasantly surprised if you picked a realtor and went out and found some houses.
Very nice. And how about you, Michael? Any quick advice?
Well, I mean, just dovetailing off that, you'd want to hire a professional that uses professionals. You know, during the process, you know, if we get the wrong moving company and they're not Anna.
Right? That would be silly. That wouldn't happen.
That's crazy.
Or any of the other affiliates that we have, you know, that can just create a hiccup that we'd have to solve. And it's going to make some of the hiccups more difficult to solve during this time. So.
Well, gentlemen, you've come in, and I love the positive outlook because we will get over this. It is a temporary glitch, but these processes, especially in real estate, they take weeks anyhow. So the good news is we have that time on our side. Right. You can still look virtually. There's many solutions. I'm going to have your contact information on the Facebook page, Vero Insider, as well as the VeroInsider.com. And just a quick shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails. Ladies and gentlemen, they will be reopening. Fear not. 7 days a week to
roots.
Service you. That's what I'm talking about.
Man.
I worry about all my ladies out there looking beautiful in Indian River County. Once again, happy April Fool's Day. Stay home. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Until next week. Cheers.
Bye. Bye.